Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Played this for a reason. It was 40 years ago. This sounds like a tidbit from Sue's News. 40 years ago.
I love it.
Little Creatures came out. 40 years ago is actually yesterday, Talking Heads. And the future is certain. I was never like the biggest Talking Heads fan, but I loved this record a lot. So there you go, a little musical history. We have Sue's News coming up here in just a few minutes and a bunch of other stuff this afternoon. What, you haven't heard this song?
Well,
maybe
has.
I don't know the...
Just not that in chorus.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah, the intro is the original intro. I don't know when they did the radio edit. Maybe they didn't use that, but I always remember. Yeah, maybe they didn't, because sometimes on the album it's a little different. All right, so I got a package today in the mail that was addressed to the show, Sue. I opened it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even open the whole thing because I noticed that it was someone who was talking about the show, all of us. So I put the box back next to you. I closed it up just a little bit. I want you to open it and describe it here on the air. There's a nice note to the show here this afternoon, so wanted to mention that.
All right, let me go to the note first. Mark, Sue, and 97.1, I appreciate and enjoy your show every day. Enjoy this book folding I made for you. Love you guys. P.S. Sue's News is the best. Keep up the great work, Tom. You can insert color on the side if you want, on the color sheets.
Okay, open this up, and you just got to see what it is here. It's pretty cool. And you can watch this on the YouTube or the X, formerly Twitter, if you're following me at Mark Rutan, KFTK, or the radio station. We do stream the show live. So it's pretty... I didn't go this far. So I'm seeing more than I have even earlier this afternoon. How would you describe that?
It's like he's taken a book and put the Mark Rutan Show logo on the pages that are all folded. It's like you can open it like an accordion.
Yes, exactly, an accordion.
That's a good description of it.
That's so cool.
They use the logo that I have that sits behind us every day, and it's on the Mark Rutan Show t-shirts, but that is awesome. So we're going to have to somehow prominently feature that. Do you have it on the camera right now?
Yeah, you can insert, Tom, you rock, you can insert color sheets on the side if you want. Oh, that is so cool.
So what does he mean by that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. That. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we will work on that. But that's one of the most unique things I've ever
seen.
That
is so cool. Thanks, Tom.
So when you close it up, it's just like a book, right? Maybe that's what he means.
You can't close it.
You can't close it.
It's just like a decor. It's like a piece of
It's like a piece of art.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It really is.
Thanks, Tom.
A couple of things I wanted to mention. Went to the post office in Valley Park I needed to mail something to our friend Joe Arnold down in Louisville. And the person in front of me needed stamps. And I haven't really used stamps very often, to be honest with you. And I looked behind me because the woman was trying to pick out which stamps. And Sue, I know we've probably talked about this before, but there are Betty White stamps. And so
love that.
My suggestion was, hey, go with the Betty White stamp. She did not take my suggestion, but I took a little video that I showed you. There's Betty Ford stamps. There's some African-American history stamps. There's a few others. There's a wide variety of stamps.
Love
I don't
that.
Mail very much, and when I do mail things, this was rather rare because usually it's Becky who goes to the post office, but I wanted to make sure I got this to Joe in a timely fashion. When Joe was here with Scott Jennings, you know, he's our mutual connection with Jennings. I've known Joe for more than 30 years. He was kind of griping about his lack of updated Cardinals gear. So under the guise of sending him a Mark Reardon Show shirt, which I did, and I don't think Jennings had had one, so I sent one in his size as well. I bought Joe a really cool Cardinals hoodie that likely he won't be able to wear until October, but hopefully he'll have to wear it proudly right. in October because now it's going to be too hot. But we went to Rally House, and I got him a nice hoodie. So that is on the way to Louisville.
Well, that's nice. By the way, this is Tom's card is in here. He's decorative book folding. That's what he does.
Nice.
And it's Tom Curtis, K-E-R-T-I-S, on Facebook if
so,
you want to find
you know,
it.
I was curious which book he used.
Yeah.
It's Clive Cussler's book called The Wrecker.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if there's any significance there.
If that's
that
what he does.
That is so cool.
It is fascinating. I'll get a picture of it, and then I'll put the contact. We'll put it up on the Twitter when we have a little time here.
That's really
But I wanted
fun.
You to open it. And then just a quick story here before we get to Sue's news. So, you know, we love Kenny Wallace, right? Kenny
yes.
Wallace is one of our favorite people.
Yes, we love Kenny.
So in my previous incarnation as a movie critic, I'm in touch with the folks here at what's called Allied. They do all the movie promos for whatever's coming out, and you know they do the screenings. And I used to work very close with Pete Maniscalco, and there's a guy by the name of Joe Moskis who also works with him. So they reached out to me as a conduit because that movie with Brad Pitt is coming out, F1. So they want to do a screening with Kenny.
Oh, neat.
So I give you know Kenny's information out to the group, and they put a group text together. Group texting is very, very risky.
Yes, it
is. And there's a group text where they're trying
accurate.
To lock down the particular screening. So one question is, are you in town next week? He actually shares a picture of his schedule, and he says, I don't want to go back and forth with you, so here's my personal schedule. Do not share, right? He says, do not
yes.
share. And then they come up with a date. They say the 23rd. And then I say, can I tweet out your schedule with the laugh emoji? So Kenny, thinking that he's responding to me, says,
no.
I got so tired of texting back and forth. Here, bad word. Read this and then get back to me. People will text me as if I'm sitting on my couch like I text you during your radio show.
Oh,
I'm busy,
gosh.
Blank face. And then I said, yeah, that was on the group text, but I love it. And then Joe had a perfect response. He goes, I prefer to be called Mr. Blankface, purveyor of F's. So that was a great response. It was a
That's
funny little text from
awesome.
This afternoon. Sue's News is coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, for some reason, I was in a Donna summer mode today. I'm not sure why. We do have some musical news coming up in Sue's News as well, and that's coming up right now.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Fred, it's National Corn on the Cob Day. Doesn't that sound good?
You know, that's one of the only ways I like it.
I don't like
creamed corn at all.
Creamed corn is an abomination.
Who does like creamed corn?
I don't know.
It is an abomination. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you guys have those little... Okay, we had the little plastic corn.
Oh, yeah, the little yellow ones.
Stuck in the, yeah, I wondered if that... Yeah. And I still sometimes see people who have those... corn butter dishes
the
that you can
things.
Roll them in there. Oh, I appreciate
those
a corn
are pros,
on the cob.
Aren't they?
Oh, I love it. Haven't
Here's
had
a question,
it.
Though, for you.
Yeah.
Is the corn in season? Because every once in a while, this time of year, I try some corn on the cob.
Too early.
And it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, you wait later in summer. Later in summer,
Thank
people.
You.
On this day in history, 283 years ago, in 1742, guess who invented the stove?
I'm going with Benjamin Franklin.
You
invented everything.
You beat me.
The fact that he did bifocals in the stove, I'm like, what? He can't. What can he not do, or what could he not do?
That is incredible.
It's unbelievable. And the key, and the kite, and the lightning. Is that a true story? I think it is, isn't it?
I think so.
All right. Well, I don't know. I feel like my dreams get shattered the older I get.
I think you're right about
that. That's true.
Now, on this day in history in 1982, which I hate to tell you was 43 years ago, E.T., the extraterrestrial, opened in theaters, which is nice, but that's not what's great. Because 39 years ago today, in 1986, this movie opened in theaters. It's one of the best of all time, according to me, and young Ethan would agree with me, and Mark.
I would agree as well.
Adams, here. Adam Lee.
Here.
Adamowski. Adamson.
Here.
Adler.
Here.
Anderson. Anderson.
Wait for
Here.
It.
Here.
Bueller. 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 Bueller.
Just legendary.
I'm sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
Cry.
So that is a movie that I wanted to go back. It's been on our list to watch with Alexa, and we have not done that yet. So it's definitely at the top of the list.
Can I just say, just to let you know, that what I originally pulled out was my personal favorite line, which is just Cameron lying in bed. And he sings when Cameron was in Egypt's land, and then the whole chorus comes in, let my Cameron go. I love that, but I'm not sure that
so,
he would get it.
Ethan, do you remember, Ethan's far younger than the rest of the crew in the studio, do you remember when you saw that movie for the first time? How old were you? When you were a teenager, or was it more recently?
Yeah, probably. I was probably early high school.
I'm impressed.
About perfect time for it.
I'm impressed by the parenting skills that gave you the ability to see that. Did your parents sit you down, or did they say, hey, this is a goodie?
I think that it may have been on TV, and I saw a part of it, and I thought it was funny. So then I went back and I watched the whole thing. But I mean, it only took like watching it once or twice to realize it was one of my favorite movies of all time, and it has been ever since.
It's my Cameron go.
It is one of those where you can say, do they make movies like that anymore?
No.
I mean, what's the classic comedy that has been, even in the last 10 years, that people in 30 years will be talking about?
That's a good question. Ethan, can you answer that? I mean, have you seen something
Not something that's super appropriate. Like, I can think of, like, the Hangover movies are super funny to me.
Yeah, but that was still 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, something more recent than that, I don't think I can think of one.
That's interesting. Father's Day coming fast, and if you can't think of anything to do with your dad, they have released the top list of movies, the top 10 best movies to watch with dad. Now, it's an interesting list to come up with. I will start at number 10. They did the top 45. We'll That's all list, age yeah. by well, the time we'll, I get to the end.
We'll be back after 5 yes. o'clock, so he's okay. going to read all of them.
At number 10 is Asteroid City. I never saw that. What is it? Help me out, Mark.
I don't know.
No
Anybody?
Idea.
No. Well, look that up. It's from 2023. I figured you guys would know, and I just was out because well, I don't care about
one.
Asteroids.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Parenthood. Oh, I love Parenthood.
Parenthood's pretty good.
But is that a dad movie? I mean, it's got Steve Martin in it, and it's funny, but do dads want to sit down and watch Parenthood?
No.
Even Fred doesn't want
no,
to.
No.
What about this one? I've not heard of this one either. The Iron Claw. Anyone? 2023.
That one's pretty new. Isn't Zac Efron in that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Iron Claw is, let me look this one up.
And why would you watch that with dad? Anybody?
It's a wrestling movie, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a true story about these brothers who made history in wrestling.
The Von Erichs?
Yes,
the
exactly. The Von Erich brothers.
David and Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin, you would know. Fred is our
and
wrestling
their dad,
expert.
Fritz Von Erich. And
but
David,
I have not seen that movie. I've heard it's very, very good.
Lily James is in it, too.
You should watch it. You know all these people.
Yeah, I should.
Iron Claw from 2023.
Okay.
To Kill a Mockingbird, there's something uplifting to watch with dad. What? That was number 7.
Well, it's an inspirational father.
Well,
there's no doubt about that.
Okay, that's fair.
Lists are weird, Sue. Can we just agree
all
on
right,
that?
Yes.
Lists are weird.
Okay, yes. Number 6, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Is that the one with Sean Connery?
Yeah, that must be.
What's the one I can't stand? The second one where they go into... Maybe it was the third one. Anyway, watch that with Dad. Number 5, A Quiet Place. That's the John Krasinski one.
Well,
and
so
I've
good.
Not seen it. Is it?
Oh,
he's
my
a good
God.
Father.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
So good. So
is it spooky but not gory?
It's eerie.
Yes, right. It is.
It's an excellent movie.
It
the
is
sequel,
not a horror, but it
not
is
so
definitely
good.
Like a scary thriller.
Did you see the third one?
The prequel?
The third was the
I
prequel.
I didn't care for it.
Yeah, that's
I liked
what I've
the
heard.
Second more than the third.
Right, but the first one is outstanding.
Yes.
It really is.
Okay, number 4 makes sense to me. Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that would
there
be.
You go.
Come on, right? That makes more sense than any of these. That, by the way, was in 1989.
Wait, what number is that?
Number 4.
Okay, what beats it?
The Godfather at 3.
Okay.
What? Okay. Number 2 is Finding Nemo. Apparently your father is a baby. I don't understand
Albert
that.
Albert Brooks is the father
Albert
in that.
Brooks.
That's pretty
right.
good. I like that choice.
But number 1 is Raising Arizona. So dad has to have a sense of humor.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Nick Cage, Coen Brothers movie. It is so, so good. That's one of those movies, you know, when you come up with the question, what movie, if it's on, like The Big Lebowski, will you always watch? When we used to have cable and not everything
Shawshank
was on streaming.
Redemption, I will always watch.
Another one just like that, exactly.
Ferris Bueller, Let My Cameron Go, I will always watch. Fred, what's yours?
Independence Day.
Oh, interesting. Ethan?
It's probably like a Marvel movie, like Avengers Endgame or something.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Who you are.
What was that supposed to be?
Well, no, I mean, because you're a kid.
It's
those
not
are
like
your
he
movies.
Has a pocket protector on. He has kissed a girl. He has a wife.
That's not what I was saying. Do you think that your boss, I think in this room we probably do, but do you think your boss actually understands what you do in a typical day? Almost half of people say, nope, they have no idea. Well, Fred, do you? I don't know. You do a lot. So does Mark. Doesn't do that much. What about you? Ethan does a lot.
Shots fired.
But you know what I mean? Does your boss actually know what's happening?
My answer would be, thank God, no.
I see.
Right? But in fact, look, I'm not going to defend myself because I'm absorbing content all the time. Like when
now,
I'm in my car,
true.
Fred knows this, I'm texting him, hey, get this piece of audio. So it's not like I'm doing hard labor, Sue. I did that when I was younger and working on a farm.
True.
But it is part of what I do is
sometimes,
part of who I am.
Sometimes it's 2 in the morning and I get a on my phone. I'm like, what's going on here? And it's an email from Mark Rudin.
Right.
Get ready to pull this in the morning.
Right, exactly. I don't think it's 2 in the morning, but it is
not
up
usually.
Till midnight. Up till midnight I do.
Well, you know, maybe that's part of what this is saying because... Because you have to do stuff at all times of day.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently 46% of people in this poll say their boss or manager rarely or only somewhat understands their contributions to work. Fred, you look thoughtful.
No, I think so. I think Steve Moore and Trisha, they understand what I do.
Yeah, wait to suck up to them, Fred. That's good. Yeah, they do. Of course they do. They know what Fred does.
Well, that's true.
Here's what I know Fred does. He works too hard. He works too much. But thank God he's here for us.
44% of employees say they've been overlooked for raises, promotions, special projects because management doesn't really understand what they do or their skill set. And that jumps to 62% for Gen Zers. They're misunderstood. That's just how it is. There's a story out. I guess there were some layoffs in China, and there's now a new trend because of it. Young people in China are now paying $5 a day to pretend they have a job. Some co-working spaces now offer things like fake assignments and email exchanges you can show people. That way you don't have to tell anybody you're in between jobs. And I'm not sure why that's such a big deal. You could just say I'm in between jobs, but if you want to fake it, China's got it figured out.
The dumbest, most insecure thing I've ever heard in my life.
Weird.
It's super weird. And this is kind of a sad story, but it's so odd that I'm going to mention it. Back in March, there was an 83-year-old man who crashed his car into Webster Bank in Clarkston, New York. It happened at 2 o'clock. At the time, he said he thought the vehicle was in park and accidentally hit the gas pedal. He drove through a glass window, but nobody was hurt. And then exactly 6 weeks later, the same man crashed the same car into the same bank at the same time. The window hadn't been fixed yet, so this time he crashed into a temporary plywood wall. And he told police he was steering into a parking spot when he hit the wrong pedal again. It was just odd that it was at the same time.
That is weird.
The man cited the first time around for whatever reason. He wasn't cited because they felt bad for him. But the second time they were like, sir, here's your violation.
Not going to be a third time.
Can you please not do that one more time? And finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. The first commercial jingle was in a Wheaties radio ad in 1926.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
It's going to get in your head.
Have you tried Wheaties?
I hope not.
For wheat is the best food of man.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that's the best jingle of all time, but there it is, the first radio jingle of all time for Wheaties. We're coming back with a whole lot more. I want to tell you about what the New York Times did about Thomas Crooks, the guy who tried to kill Trump. A fascinating expose. That's coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we're outside very much today. Fred's been here because we know he's been working. That's been established, right? But I usually, here, I'm going to apologize for something, and I'm going to play some apologies from a different viewpoint as well. I usually only play this, you know, like it's 100 on the gun or the heat index.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
I don't know what it is, if I'm just not used to summer, but I think it's like miserably hot. The last two evenings have not been bad because
I think
the dew point has been very low, but during the day, it is heating up. All right, yesterday, Simone Biles, we covered this on the show. Well, let me get to Elon first because Brian Kilmeade and I talked about this an hour ago. Elon expressed his regrets about the tweet storm from last week. One of the things that I didn't know is that he had taken especially the Jeffrey Epstein part down. So he apologized. It looks like J.D. Vance and Susie Wiles. Susie Wiles is very interesting to me because she's a very competent person. She's really smart. She's the chief of staff. She does not like the media. I remember, Fred, you probably were watching this live on election night. Remember the morning at 2 in the morning? We had been doing the coverage all night, and Trump's on stage and basically accepting the victory, and he tries to call Susie Wiles on stage.
Yeah.
And she did not want any part of it. So you're not going to see Susie Wiles on the Sunday shows. You're not going to see her do interviews. But she is very, very carefully and I think meticulously working behind the scenes to manage these situations. I would say with the immigration situation right now, they're going to manage some of that politically because they know that this is a sensitive topic. But Elon reaches out and, well, he didn't reach out. He goes on Twitter. He apologizes. Carolyn was asked about it today.
About Elon Musk, he issued an apology this morning. Has the president accepted the apology, or does he think it's too little too late?
The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it, and we are continuing to focus on the business of the American people.
Doesn't that seem like it was like 3 years ago when that happened?
Yes.
It does. I was walking by the TV in the newsroom just like maybe an hour ago, and I saw CNN was reporting that Elon called the president before he published that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
But they spoke, actually?
I don't know. They just said he called.
That whole thing is very interesting. All right, the other apology. So yesterday, and I think it was late in the show, Simone Biles posted on the X, formerly Twitter, and this blew up. For people who don't know what happened, she roughed up Riley Gaines on Friday night because you had this pitcher in Minnesota. We've been chronicling some of these trans athletes things. This biological boy smoking the competition, leading this school to a state championship. So Simone Biles essentially calls out Riley Gaines for being a bully. Riley's like, wait a second, where is this coming from? Are you really standing up for women? So then Simone Biles tweets out yesterday, I wanted to follow up from my last tweets. I've always believed competitive equity and inclusivity are both essential in sport. The current system doesn't adequately balance these important principles, which often leads to frustration and heated exchanges. And it didn't help for me to get personal with Riley, which I apologize for. These are sensitive, complicated issues that I truly don't have the answers or solutions for, but I believe it starts with empathy and respect. I was not advocating for policies that compromise fairness in women's sports. She kind of was, I think. My objection is to be singling out children for public scrutiny in ways that feel personal and harmful. Individual athletes, especially kids, should never be the focus of criticism. And she kind of goes on from there. So Riley now has a response to that.
I accept the apology. I told you this yesterday. Those personal attacks that she issued back last weekend, they didn't hurt my feelings. That's not what hurt my feelings about her remarks. What hurt me personally about what she chose to tweet out was how she was so willing and so quick to sell out young girls. That is the problem that I had here. Again, this apology seems a bit half-hearted.
Well, and it seemed it was very quick because there was a lot of attention to this. I thought the apology was, it was well done, but she deeply, I think she regretted some of the things she said. I don't know if sponsors got to her. I have no idea what happened, but it was a pretty lengthy, you know, apology from Simone Biles on the X. The other story that I haven't talked about, which I think is important, and Fred, you kind of forced me to read some of this. We've asked Sue for months, and we've talked to Selena Zito about this. what in the hell is going on with Thomas Crooks, the kid who tried to assassinate Donald Trump? Now, some people have a theory that, you know, even now the FBI is holding back information about this. And Dan Bongino's out there saying, well, no, that's not it.
If there was a big explosive there, right, given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't.
Thank you.
There isn't. There, in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there.
Okay, I'll have to accept his word, but we still have thought it's very bizarre that we have no, you know, information until now, right, Fred? Because,
right.
Look, I criticize journalism all the time. I will rip the New York Times, the Washington Post, or, you know, even the Wall Street Journal, certainly the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, but they did some pretty in-depth reporting on this guy. They went through his life. They say that he went through a gradual and largely hidden transformation from a meek engineering student critical of political polarization to a focused killer who tried to build bombs. For months, he operated in secret using aliases and encrypted networks, all while showing hints of a mental illness that may have caused his mind to unravel to an extent not previously reported. So they say that the reporting is based on thousands of pages of his school assignments, emails, logs of his internet activity, text messages, government reports, interviews with dozens of people who knew him or were familiar with the case. So one of the things that they reveal, and they have the audio and the video up there, this is Thomas Crooks.
Hello, my name is Thomas Crooks. It has always been my passion to create and build things of my own. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and my academic goals, my passion for building things, my love of cooking with my family, and lastly, what I hope to achieve in this course.
So he sounds pretty normal, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sue, let me ask a question here. Fred, you read the story. Do you know what this kid got on the SAT?
Probably high.
1530 out of 1600. They say before the assault, Thomas Crooks' only record of trouble was a lunch detention in middle school for chewing gum. He got perfect marks on 3 advanced placement exams. He did not socialize much, but he came out of his shell in a technology program in which he built computers. His teacher, Xavier Harmon, nicknamed him Muscles, a nod to his slight frame, which made him laugh. One high school classmate says that Mr. Crooks enjoyed talking about the economy and cryptocurrencies, encouraging others to invest. On the rare occasions when the conversation turned to politics, he seemed to be the middle of the road. Now, they did reach out to his parents. They wouldn't cooperate with this, but he donated $15 to a committee backing Democrats on the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated. But when he turned 18, he registered as a Republican. And they say the family's affiliations were diverse as the swing state, Pennsylvania, that they lived in. His sister, Catherine, and his father were registered as libertarians. His mother was a Democrat. So he gets into community college in Allegheny County, and I guess they say he's a member of the math club, all these things. People say, you know, he's very intelligent. He's really smart. What you heard there was from 2022. He described at one point, you know, cooking Thanksgiving turkey with his father, baking Christmas cookies with his mother, saying, I don't think there's any better way to spend time with family than cooking meals together. So they go through this process. And then as they move closer to the elections, he says, we should consider carefully the means by which we elect our officials. We need an election system that promotes kindness and cooperation instead of division and anger. And this is when he starts using aliases, right? He starts to use aliases. He starts to apply to online firearm vendors. That's according to the FBI. He would make 25 gun-related purchases before that rally. 25.
Jeez.
He buys a membership in August of 23 to the Clareton Sportsman Club. It's a shooting range about 30 minutes from his home. That's not unusual. You know, sometimes we talk about guns. Nick Schroer and I talk about this in Howard County. This stuff is common. My daughter has shot guns. We've done it very safely. So it's not unusual, certainly in rural areas, for people to go to a shooting range. I think for people in the city and the anti-gun people, they think it's weird. But he's going about once a week by the end of the year, including on Christmas Day. They have internet activity. When he signed on to the community college network, the records are a little limited, but they show some domains rather than pages. He's using an encrypted connection to obscure his online footprint. So What was your, Fred, what was your takeaway of what the hell happened to this kid?
It was just really, really sad. I mean, I can't, you know, as a student, as a, you know, a teenager, he tried to get an exemption from one of his classes because his project was to give a speech to five people. And he said, I only know my mom and dad. I can't give this speech.
So very socially awkward.
Yeah. And I think there's a history of mental illness in the family. So that might have had something to do with it.
But they don't really dial down on what might have triggered him. Because this accelerates very fast. On December 6th, this is 7 months before the shooting. So this is in 2023. They say, the New York Times says he's cycling through news sites. CNN, the New York Times, Fox News. He visits the Trump administration's archives. That's what the logs show. Minutes later, he visits seven gun websites, including one focused on the AR-15. That's very similar to what he would use in the attack. Later that day, he goes to a shooting range. The next month, he places an order for $101.91 for an online order for more than 2 gallons of nitromethane, which is a fuel additive that can be used in explosives. He gives his home address for delivery. The package doesn't arrive promptly. So he sends a message to the shipper and he says, I have not received any updates of the order. He's using his community college email account, but he includes a screenshot of the order confirmation. And he says, look, where is it? I was wondering if you still have it and when I can expect it to come. So you kind of have to think, even though the assassination attempt was in the form of him, you know, being allowed to shoot from a rooftop when the Secret Service should have been doing their job, that he was looking at explosives.
And they even found one in his bedroom,
oh gosh,
which the parents didn't know about until the FBI and the police showed up. And they got the parents out of the house right away. And they all just kind of did their interviews outside with the parents the night that he was and found out that he did it.
But they say in the New York Times report, again, this is pretty good reporting here. They interviewed his teachers. They interviewed friends. They interviewed coworkers. Again, the parents wouldn't cooperate. I think you can understand why. Most of the people who interacted with him, they had no idea that he was troubled, let alone capable of premeditated murder. I mean, one of the human resources managers at the center where he was working said, what I heard from people in his department is that there was no clear indications of changes in his behavior or routine. He was on the dean's list back-to-back semesters. He got his associate degree in engineering. He was going to go to Robert Morris University. So the question is, you know, I think our question for a while has been, how the hell do we not know more about this kid? Now the question still is, how the hell did this happen? What made him so radical? That question still remains out there. Well, the Cardinals were in action, and hopefully you're not stuck in traffic right now, but last night was kind of exciting until it wasn't exciting. Wilson Contreras.
Contreras swings, and it's a drive. That's deep center field to the track, the wall. It's up on Breeze's landing for a home run. And the Cardinals are down by one.
John Rooney with the call. Unfortunately, they got swept by the Blue Jays this week. But Ken Dubinsky is here, who's an old college friend of mine. He's the president of Haystack Sourcing Solutions. We've talked a lot about the chips, Ken, that you have put together with some of the athletes, including Luther Burden III at Mizzou. You got a new one out with that guy that we just heard hit a home run, Wilson Contreras. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm
appreciate
good.
You having me on.
So, you know, one time when I was at a basketball game, I went to two of them, one with you, but I remember seeing the chips up there on the second level for Luther and maybe one of the other athletes. Now you have these chips out for Wilson, so tell us all about it.
So, yeah, really excited to expand the line now under the Snack Fanatics brand with Wilson Contreras, three-time All-Star. I believe the first pro baseball player to have his own potato chip. At least I'm
Look at
proclaiming
that little nugget.
That.
That's going to be a trivia question at some time in the future, won't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it's great. We got it. They're a hot honey barbecue that we've had a great run with. Great, very popular flavor. All you know, Schnucks, and I've talked about Schnucks a lot when we've been together. Schnucks is a great partner. Jason Reed there, and he's always been really committed. You know, Schnucks is very committed to the local teams and local community, and this is just another example of that. But they're available at all Schnucks stores in the metro St. Louis area, including the east side in Illinois, and also mobile on the run stores, available in all those stores throughout the city and anywhere in top convenience stores on the old Vienna rack. So should be out and about, should be getting out this week, and look forward to seeing people grab them up and see how they like them.
You did them. I was thinking about this because of the basketball thing. You did some with Mark Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then with Luther, as we mentioned. So have you gotten a chance to, I know you knew those guys. Have you gotten a chance to know Wilson? Because it's just so much fun to watch him play right now.
Yeah, he's pacing to have one of his best seasons ever, leading the team in RBIs, obviously. And hopefully he get that fourth All-Star.
Well, what's amazing, though, is I think outside of his bat, which we sort of had hoped for and expected, and he got off to, I think, a bit of a slow start, what he's doing at first base is remarkable, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, really, especially with a young team, and everybody knew that going in, a real veteran presence that really is a key part of the team. I'm really a team leader.
So the chips, just give the rundown on the chips because I want to ask you some Mizzou questions here. They're available at Schnucks, at convenience stores. They are the Snack Fanatics Hot Honey Barbecue flavor. Are you doing that same flavor with everyone or are you doing different flavors?
No, this one is, Luther's was we call it a Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riplet with Old Vienna. So it's similar, but it is a different seasoning. But this one's similar, but there's a different... Just a different sweet to it and the heat, too.
What's the heat level? What's the heat level on a 1 to 10?
I'd say it's 7.
Oh, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high. It's pretty good.
Do you have a high heat tolerance?
I do.
I do not. I feel like I used to. My kids have a high heat. Even my 10-year-old, Alexa,
really?
Seems to like spice. Sue, what's your heat tolerance on the spice level?
It's not good.
Yeah,
I want it to be better.
I'll try these.
I may have overshot. I'd say probably a 5 or 6.
You know, I always tell the story.
Hopefully that gets you to try.
You remember the old Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia?
Yeah.
Remember Spanky's was one of the bars there? So back in the day, this was for Easter Seals. They did this thing called the Wing Ding. And I've shared this story before because I was a judge working in media in Columbia. And, you know, everybody had their wings on display. I don't even remember the names of the places. But there was one that was super hot. And I tried it. And I came back to my fellow media judges at the time. And they said, what'd you think of that one? I said, that was okay. You know, and they said, you didn't even eat that. I said, yes, I ate the wing. There's no doubt I ate the wing. They were challenging me thinking that I had not eaten the wing. And so I said, all right, I'll go back and take another. I must have had the one wing in that group
didn't
have the spice. I'm begging the bartender for milk or something because I had tears running down my face. It was not a very good experience.
That's funny. So I guess you won't be on the hot ones anytime soon.
Well, yeah, not really. Hey, did I also hear that they've made some scheduling for SEC football today? Have you heard about
today.
That?
I did. I don't. I know.
I think they put the Alabama game at 11 in the morning.
It's 11 a.m.
Come
game.
On, man. Yeah. Right.
Might be on ABC, though. That's a plus.
But the downside of that, especially for people here in St. Louis, is if you're going to go to the game, especially a big game like that, you want to tailgate, right?
Yeah.
Well, if the game's at 11 o'clock, you basically have a couple hours to tailgate. You want to get in the stadium by 10 o'clock because that's going to be really, really, packed more than everything's sold out anyway. But it seems like we're getting that slot way too often. And maybe it's because of being on ABC, right?
Yeah, and that's a good opportunity to be on national TV, but I actually think we're going to have fewer of those games this year than last. There's a number of them that are in that flex time between 2:30 and 6. And
sometimes we don't know until like 10 days or 2 weeks
12
before.
Days, yeah.
Right, 12 days before. All right, Snack Fanatics, the Hot Honey Barbecue. You'll see Wilson's picture on the cover. Ken Dubinsky, thanks for coming in. You can find them at Schnucks. Where else?
Schnucks, Mobile on the Run stores, and top convenience stores on the Old Vienna Rack.
Good to see you, Ken.
Thanks,
thank you
Mark.
Very much.
Always appreciate it.
James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson, coming up after the news.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.